Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Enter the Light with Jan, Lori, and Lynn. We're delighted to have Lori Connell joining us tonight, and we also have Jan Derek Bucky, and I'd like to just introduce these two and take it away, Jan.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. It's nice to be here again tonight and with both of you, Lynn and Lori. And this is fantastic. So the first thing I wanted to do was I wanted to share a poem and then just say a few announcements. And I don't have as many as I did last week, just a few. So the first poem that I have is called We Find Our Way. And it goes, we find our way, try not to judge anyone in the day, be grateful for what we have in life, try not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It's only a long minute here for us on earth. Then gone like a flash, we will be ascending into a rebirth and then attending a big bash. The differences between us are there, but we feel a lot of the same things. For some, not all is fair. However, it's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can and celebrate life even if you are ill. Know that you find your way every minute. You have God's guidance and your free will. And that's that poem.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's the one off your website. Oh. The home page
yes,
of your website,
is.
I think.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Exactly.
I recognize your poetry. Yeah. Wonderful.
And speaking of websites, Lynn, I really want to share our emails and websites right now, if you don't mind, just
go
so that
it.
People know. And I know that you put up something for the show also, which is really nice of you to do that. It's very, very nice to have that on the show page of our information. But I'll just give you my email and website. My website is www.wefindourway.com. And actually, everything on it is in there to contact me. And it has my email and my phone number and everything. So we do readings. We all three of us do readings, and we're just doing small, little readings here on the show tonight, and on the shows in general. And then, just to give you know a little bit of what we do, and then but when we do our readings, it's much more in depth and et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, that's my website. Does anybody else want to give theirs?
Yeah, go for it, Lori.
Okay, I can be reached at http://LoriConnell.wix.com/empathyunlimited. I know it sounds awfully long, but and my website, I do have to make a few adjustments, but you can check it out, and you can find me on Facebook there also.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right. Yeah, I noticed on our radio the stuff that we've got on the blog talk site, Lori's email or her website's got to be adjusted there. It won't take you there, but I will fix that after the show. Okay? If you can click on our websites right on under the blog talk. So, I've got one at http://lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can also find me on Facebook. So there you go.
Awesome.
I think that's us, eh? Okay.
Yes. All right. And I just want to share a couple announcements and then I'll be done. So I'm glad we got to do that. And so anyway, next week we're going to have a guest named Michael Christopher, and he's an evidential medium, which is basically what Lynn and myself are. And he's from the Channeling Eric Medium Group, and he's just phenomenal, and he'll be joining us next week to do readings. I just want to share that. And also, I really want to thank Kevin Westerlund for sharing our shows. He does it every week. He's just wonderful. He's one of our friends, and he has just done this since we've started, and I really appreciate it. So thank you, Kevin, for doing that and being so supportive. And also, one more thing, the Channeling Eric Medium Psychic Sleuth is a crime group which I belong to, and we do all kinds of crimes and missing persons. So if anybody out there has a missing person or has a crime they need help with, we will do this. And so also Lori here and Lynn have done crimes, and I've worked with both of them, and especially Lori, on cases. So actually we all do these as well. So you can get a hold of all of us, any of us, including the Channeling Eric Medium Psychic Sleuth. So I just wanted to put that out there because that's a big thing that I've been involved in the last couple of years, and it's just it's an incredible thing to be doing. We love it. Okay, that's about it. That's about all I have.
Okay, I'm going to give out the number to call. We absolutely have no callers waiting this week, and we've never had that before. So call us, ask a question, just want a general reading. Give us a call at 646-564-9868. And the lines are open. So I guess what we're going to do is ask Lori if you wouldn't mind pulling a card just for the evening for us.
Oh, sure. Yes. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm a tarot reader.
Tarot reader, yeah.
Yes. I have, actually, I own three decks, but I mainly work with the Rider-Waite deck. I have Oracle deck, and I also, which I don't use very often, and actually this is Jan's specialty, is animal card deck.
Oh, cool.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let me go ahead and pull a card. What I pulled is the King of Pentacles.
Oh.
And what this card actually represents is someone who is like in charge, usually a male figure, of course, king. He has a lot of possessions, a lot of wealth surrounding him. Sometimes that can be a good sign, it can be a bad sign, depending on the situation and the question involved with the person. But in this card, it shows there's no numbers, but it does show, you know, a lot of colors. So it can be a colorful card to me. It just sometimes we have to take caution on these cards. anybody, you know, I mean, you can Google a card, and everybody gets an interpretation a little bit differently than how I read. But he's actually holding a pentacle, which is refers to resources. So this gentleman in this card, resourceful in many areas. So that's what I pulled today.
Excellent.
Yep.
That is so interesting. What are the colors that are showing there on the card?
Okay, in the background, it's showing yellow. So we refer yellow as a cheerful, bright color. At least I do. But there's a mixture of colors on his robe, like greens and blues and reds. It's showing a little bit of fruit. And he's like, it looks like he's sitting down. So he has like an expression on his face, like he's thinking about something, planning something. These cards are, some of them are really, really intense, and some are pretty basic, but I just go by my gut feeling when I see these cards, the numbers, the color, the expressions.
Yep.
And that's how I read.
That's exactly how you're supposed to. So, guys, we're going to go on to our first caller. Okay, area code 239, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Diana?
Yep. So, did you have a question for us tonight?
How about the, let's see, Emma, I don't know. Can you just talk hard and tell me?
Is this Diana M?
Christy.
Yes, a friend on Facebook.
Voice. Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Hmm.
I never saw that you had a show before, and I just tuned into Facebook and saw Enter the Light.
Awesome.
Cool.
Oh, I'm glad you called in. That's great. So, do you want who'd like to start? Jan, are you?
Yeah, I'm seeing a starfish for you, Diana. And I haven't seen starfishes too many times. So, but starfish is an incredible thing to see. And gosh darn it, I don't have it listed as one of my animal books, but it does have a what do you call it, a significance. You know, it's a totem, definitely. So let me see if there's starfish. Yeah, it's such a neat animal. So let me look for another animal, okay? I'll give you the starfish later after Lynn, because I can't see it anywhere else. Okay, let's see. And so now what I'm seeing is a oh my gosh. it looks like a white poodle dog. It looks like there's fluffy white hair, and it is poodle dog. So that's what's showing up. So I'm going to go for that. It's a white poodle with a really nice fluffy hair. It's really cute, really pretty.
Wow.
I don't
Maybe
know if you have
any your pet.
Huh?
No, I don't. No, I don't know anyone that has a white poodle at the moment.
Okay.
But I will watch out for it.
Well, the message is to keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. And it's important to volunteer for something purely for the spirit of service, you know, and remain determined and resolute, even if you face negativity or disappointment, and show your love and appreciation in creative ways to people that you're closest to, and always give your loyalty to those you love, which is always a good thing to do for all of us. And you are very loyal to your friends and to your community, and you like to do this animal likes to serve humanity, and especially in groups, working in groups of people. And they are always the one who is quickest to help others and react and, you know, give a helping hand. So that's a really neat animal to have around you. And the starfish, too.
Well, that does pretty much describe me.
What's that?
So it does pretty much describe me. So I guess I'm a white poodle, huh?
A white poodle with a starfish on my back.
I guess so. But yeah, it does describe you, and it's still, and it's still there too. It's still there, Diana. So I'm seeing this poodle, and it's definitely a white one with fluffy hair. So anyway, that's what it looks like.
Wow!
Kind of neat.
I love that.
I'm glad. I'm gonna go check out for the starfish. I love that too.
I did check it online for you, Jen.
What's that?
I say I checked it online very quickly for you.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, if you can find it something else, too, that's great. But it was once seen as a symbol of healing and regeneration.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Me too.
Yeah. So there you go.
In every now moment, I regenerate. It's never too late to regenerate.
There you go. Okay, how are you doing, Lori? Did you, I'm sorry, Jen, were you all done there, or are we ready to move on to
I'm all done.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Lori, you are on.
Okay. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I pulled a card for you. I'm not really sure what this means. You know what it means. You didn't ask a question, right? You just wanted a general reading, right?
Yeah, just whatever spirit wanted to tell me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, this card that I pulled, it's showing like a female and a younger person. It's also showing me the number 5, if that means anything to you. If it doesn't now, it may in the future. This card is also showing resources. I don't know if you need to, you know, get resources in your situation right now, but that's what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing, like, maybe somebody you've been helping is struggling.
Usually the people you do help are struggling.
Okay.
A lot of people are struggling now.
Right.
Get help if you're struggling. Okay.
Well, it's showing two individuals. Looks like a female and maybe
a
younger. It looks more like a younger figure. Okay, it could be a female, could be a male. It's hard to say, but looks like, you know, that younger person is just like is struggling, you know, like with a cane. It's like, okay, this could be somebody in your family, somebody you work for, I don't know. But
that could be my daughter.
Okay, yeah, that's what it's showing. And like the female is ahead, you know, like leading the way. So that could represent you, you know, just trying to help her, you know, with the right resources. And that's the card that I got for you.
Okay.
So,
well, we help each other.
Yeah. Well, that's what life's all about. Yeah, we all have to help each other in some way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So,
okay, that's a good card.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's great, Lori.
Thank you. Okay, Diana, I love the reference to the poodle that Jan made, because the first thing I wrote down was little dog. Little dog.
Aww.
And
wow.
I think there's a family member who's crossed. Now, I don't think, I got also a name, either it's Chris or Christy. And I don't think that's connected to the little dog. But I think a crossed family member on your mother's side, I think, had a little dog, and that is the little dog energy that's coming through. There's somebody coming through, because Jan and I both picked that up. So I would take that. And then the name, I'm thinking Christy. Do you know anything about your genealogy, like where your people are from?
Mostly I just know, and once they got here, what part of the United States they gathered in.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking the name Christy is coming up more strong, and I'm thinking there's an Irish or a Celtic connection somehow. Okay.
Yeah.
And tied to that, it's very fitting. I'm seeing an image of you going under a rainbow, back and forth, under the rainbow, but never following that rainbow. So just change direction a little and follow your own rainbow. I get the feeling here you're helping people, and it's beautiful to help people, but make sure you get a little of that for yourself. Follow your rainbow too. And the last thing I put down, some cartoon ducks. Like, don't let yourself get nibbled to death, ducks. Don't I think people may take your time in small bits, but you're helping so many people. Just be careful. You don't let them get into the space you need, and make sure your boundaries are in place, because you count too, and you've got to put yourself in there too. So, and I'd find out who this little dog is, because there's a little dog from the other side who belonged to a family member and is coming through just saying hi. And I don't know if it's poodle. I'm just picking up the energy of a small dog.
Well, there
that
are
thinks
poodles
the big dog.
On the other side. There are family poodles on the other side, but they're not white.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's what Jen
like,
was reading then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
not white.
My brother had a black poodle, and my sister had gray poodles. And all three of them are over there. Now, usually they say they're with my dad. He usually comes through and say, I got the poodles. So maybe it's my dad visiting.
That
but I don't
be.
Know
could
white
be.
Poodle. I'll have to figure that out, white poodle, and who Christy is. Because I don't know. That had to be maybe an older, maybe somebody in, you know, there is Scots-Irish in the family.
Well, look back into the ancestry as far as you can. This is definitely someone from across, like has crossed already. But there's definitely a feeling of Celtic around this energy. And it's more, it's not a Chris name. It's more Christy, like has more of a lilt to it. And check back. I think you can go on the websites, you know, like Ancestry and all those things and find out stuff like that. And
we didn't
and let
get
us know.
That far because nobody will give any information about Grandma, and she's the one who was the Irish.
They won't tell you?
Well,
terrible.
The one person who might know a little bit doesn't even talk to the family, so she just doesn't care. But I know my dad's side of the family. But as far as Grandma, his mother's, we don't know much about that. And she's the one who would go to Ireland, yeah. That's where the Irish came from. We will find out someday. Someday it will come through.
Well, it might be
my
a
mom's
chance
side
to
of the family to me is all known.
It might be a chance, Diana, to break the silence in the family, maybe just make a phone call, see how they're doing, have a cup of tea, you know? You never know. And sometimes it's better late than... Yeah, better late than never to.
I do make the calls once in a while, and it's, I'm doing fine. And then hang up.
Well, maybe this information will cause some interest and start a conversation. You know? You never know. Never give up, though. You never do want to give up.
I'm not allowed to say psychic because her mother was psychic and she hated her mother. And that's why she doesn't like me. So I'm not allowed to say the word psychic to my family.
But
I will get it. It will come through when I'm with them again because somebody will come through and say something to me and I'll say it and I would have never known it. Something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, develop that skill. Like, everyone has the ability to do this work, so keep working on that. And, work on your own, follow your own rainbow, as they're telling us here, right? And don't let people take...
Well, I do draw pictures of things on the top of the rainbow. I don't draw pictures of things being under it. Like, everything, the color of my house, my future, everything's riding on the top of my rainbow wave.
Well, that's a pretty good validation, I would say. Anybody got anything to add here?
That's fantastic, Lynn.
You guys are wonderful readers, you are.
I love the little dog coming through. It wasn't going to be ignored, right? Just like a dog at the dinner table, eh? Pay attention.
I love dogs.
I have a little more here on the starfish. Just a few words. It just said... Along with what Lynn said, there's hope, inspiration, spiritual truth, light, guidance, insight, perceiving emotions, following your own unique path, connection to the star people. generation.
Oh yeah, that we should have known that, right?
Yeah, and moon magic, beauty, tidal movement,
yep.
and empathy. And empathy.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
All
That's
right.
wonderful.
That's great. Well, you all brought forth such wonderful. I'm glad I saw your post. Thank
I am
you.
Too. Awesome. Wednesday nights, Wednesday nights, 5 Pacific and 8 Eastern, and then we'll let you know if we're going to change that. But I hope that helped, Diana, and thank you so much for calling in. Let us know if
thank
you get
you.
Any information. Call us back. Let us know how it went. And have a wonderful night, and we're going to move on to our next caller.
Thanks, Diana.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
So, area code 801, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Noelle.
Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
So, have you got a question for us or just wanted a general reading?
Yeah, I just am looking for some guidance. A general reading would be great.
All right.
What's that? Noel or Narel?
Noel.
Okay.
So, Jen, if you're okay to go first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a... it's a tiger in the jungle. I know that sounds silly, but that's what I'm seeing. So, tiger in the jungle is what I'm getting right away. have you ever had a tiger been told to you, Noel?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's what's looking through. It's like it's looking through all the, in between the spaces of tall grasses. So, it's kind of like peering through, you know, like being a little bit, it's not sticking its head out very much. It's
mm-hmm.
just kind of peering through. So I think you have a few more animals too, but that was the first one. So let's just go with that first one. And
okay.
Reading, be patient and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. And you find a way of healing from a physical condition or emotional disturbance very quickly, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a space in your home that is completely yours, where you can have your own kind of center and a place where you can meditate and have solitude, just like your own sacred space, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And get ready for new adventures, but some challenges also, and some possible dramatic changes in your life. That's what tiger represents. Tiger also represents healing, especially using your hands. I don't know if you've ever done anything with your hands, but a lot of people, that's part of their what they represent. And you're naturally clairvoyant and have the gift of prophecy, and it becomes stronger as you age, and you do your best work at night. And also you are very physical and like to do physically demanding things. Well, that's just what the tiger represents. So if there's anything in your life that you feel like you need healing with, anything that's going on right now, call on the tiger to help. They're also gatekeepers. My tiger happens to be my gatekeeper, meaning being there before I die type of thing. A special being in between this world and the next world, the gatekeeper between this life and the afterlife kind of thing. And so it may not mean that the tiger is that for you, but they are gatekeepers for many things, for healing and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
might want to just look at that in your life and see if that relates, if anything like that is going on. So, yeah, that's mainly it. Does that relate to you?
Healing for sure. And the clairvoyant, I'm kind of getting into that right now.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Okay, Lori, are you with us with a reading?
I am.
All right.
Good evening. Yep. Hi, Noelle. The card I pull for you is the Eight of Cups. Cups represents emotions. I don't know if you're going through some emotions right now, but when I see this card, it's like you're moving forward. You know, you're on some type of a journey, but you're maybe uncertain right now what direction you want to go. But yet it's kind of a cautious card, like you don't want to take too many risks. I don't know if that, you know, makes any sense to you, but, okay. And it's not really showing me if it's a male or a female, because this card, the picture, is like its back is, you know, showing its backside. So it's like, like I said, it's moving forward. It's not looking back, which, you know, in life, that's what we have to do. You know, we can't always look back, even though there's lessons to be learned in life, but we should always move forward, you know, try new things. So, but, you know, that's what I'm seeing in this card, you know, just keep moving forward and, you know, you'll get where you want to go.
Okay.
That's what I got.
That's great, Lori. All right. Hi, Noelle. I've been scribbling madly here, and the first thing that the image I got was a very big bowl of candy. Now, unless the name candy has some sort of personal reference for you, I'm thinking they're referring to a bowl of candy, and that they're telling me that you're being offered some really sweet stuff in life, and there's going to be enough to share. It's a gigantic bowl. And the name Wilf comes up. Wilf is watching out for you. Wilf, like as in Wilfred, but shortened. Wilf.
Okay.
This is an energy who's watching out for you. And when this guy was earthbound, he was a really prolific cat hater. Just hated cats.
Oh.
And wouldn't have them around.
Oh.
So that might be a bit of a tip as to who that might have been. But it's Wilf. Like, not, it's not a formal name, just Wilf, shortened to Wilf.
Mm-hmm.
Crusty. Not a mean person, but crusty and curmudgeonly, and did not like cats.
Wow.
Now, and then I've got a picture here of three roads, and they're all converging. I'm sensing that there's a few things that you've been trying to do separately. You've been trying to, almost like a multitasking thing, trying to do one thing, trying to do another. I see these three things converging into one pretty nice thing that you're going to be able to do either as work or a hobby. I think it may be the metaphysical work you're doing that might be talking about it. But then they're saying breathing space, breathing space. You've been waiting quite a long time to have the breathing space to do this kind of work. But these three separate things will converge into one area of your life that will be, I think, more manageable for you. It may have been feeling a little like you're running around in six. Well, here I've got three, but you just pulled all over the place. It will get easier, I think, though. Yeah. Just remember, I think breathing space, just take that time to breathe, whether you are given it or not. Take it. You need it. You got to have it. So just take it. And and I like the big bowl of candy. It's like, I think it's, if you've been going through some stuff, just relax. I think it's going to get easier, and you're going to be able to share the good stuff with people in your life. And yeah, so just, you know, breathe and relax and trust. It's going to be okay. And That is, that's what I've got for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd look up Wilf, just, you know, find out if he's a crusty old guy that didn't like cats.
Well, what's,
anyway,
what's funny is I have three cats, so I don't know what to make of that.
Hmm. Well,
wow.
I think what I'm picking up is, like, even if you have cats, this guy is, I think he's like a guide for you. We have several guides usually, and he's just been, he says, watching out for you. Even though he hates cats. I guess it's like he's there for you even though he hates cats. So there you go. Yeah, I guess there's old movie characters like that. They're the crusty old dude with a heart of gold, you
mm-hmm.
know, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking, watching out for you. I don't like your cats, but I'm watching out for you. So there you go. And I think Wilf served in either World War I or World War II, but he would have been a young man around that age. So anyway, talk to him. He's there for you. Yeah, that's great. Is there anything anybody wants to add? Okay.
mostly, not really. Both of the readings were so interesting. I just love listening to them. And I was just thinking how funny how she got a tiger but the guy doesn't like cats, but she's like surrounded by cats, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
So funny. That's it. That's just interesting too. Really cool reading, Lynn and Lori.
What's great personalities, you know, that come through. Like they still got the same personality, you know. So
yeah.
Anyway, Noelle, we're going to say thank you for calling in, and
you know,
always call back. Let us know if anything resonated or you've got any more going on, and we're going to say good night to you, and
all right.
To our next
thank
caller.
You, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Okay.
That was neat.
Our next caller. Yeah, very much so. And our next caller is area code 570. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hey, guys. It's DC. I'd like a reading.
DC! Oh, my goodness. I thought you looked familiar. How beautiful of you to call.
Oh, I'm on this side. I want a reading. Yay.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh. Anytime. I'm going to ask them about Guinevere. Okay. Well, either of you guys, Jan or Lori, whoever wants to start, go right ahead.
Well, I am picking up an animal. Shall I go, Lori?
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Okay. So, hi, DC.
Hey, Jan.
This is just what it is. It's what I'm seeing. It's an elephant. And it's
okay.
It's a she, you know. It's a mama.
Okay.
Mama elephant. And so she's just right there. And I love her. She's so, oh, my gosh. She's like, the feeling I'm getting from her is just of total love. And not only total love, but she's also fun. She's like real, you know, like upbeat and fun and having fun, and but so loving, and she's taking care of all her loved ones.
Okay.
It's like she's emanating all of this love about her loved ones, but she's so happy and loving, and so that's the feeling I'm getting. And then in the book it says, make a point to be of service some way to the young, and I think you do that too. And don't let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal that is integral in your purpose. You have determination and persistence required to overcome any challenges that you're faced with. Trust your senses, and if something in your life smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. And also, an elephant represents smell. They're very, you know, that's one of their big superpowers is smell. And it's a good time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. If there are any mental, emotional, or physical blocks on your path, then it's the elephant's mission to help you achieve or go beyond those. And you are continually seeking to understand things, and you are most likely to be involved in social work, serving the public, and you have the capacity for ancient wisdom and communicating this wherever appropriate. And you're very passionate, a passionate person, and when you set your mind to something, there's nothing that can stop you. You can do it, whatever it is. So that's basically the message from the book. But the message that I got was that she was a very happy, loving mother, and serving her family in every way possible, and also just having a good time doing it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Very cool. I love it.
Hmm. So, Lori, how are you doing there?
I'm doing good. Hi, DC.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. How you been?
Good, hon. It's great to hear your voice.
I know. It's been a while. I went ahead and pulled a card for you, and that card is the number 9, and that is a sword card, which basically is reflects your thoughts. When I see this card, it's like, to me, it's like somebody who does a lot of thinking. You know, they have a lot on their plate, and they do a lot of thinking. I also see and feel in this card that you tend to help a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, that wears us down emotionally. But then I also see, I mean, it as a reward. You know,
right?
But but to me, it's like, you know, sometimes slow down, you know, meditate, relax, and I'm sure most of us do that. And I see a lot of, you know, blues, like flowers, roses. I mean, I don't know if you grow roses, but I'm seeing some flowers. Like, it helps cheer you up. I know flowers, you know, cheer me up, but
the Mother Mary, and that would be the roses connection. Yeah,
awesome.
So I think that's what. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Really
cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just slow down and breathe. We all need to do that, right?
You know, when I don't slow down, spirit slows me down. You know, and it's the truth.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So that is so true. So true.
Yeah, it is. Do you ever find that it's the days when you stub your toe and cut your nail and drop stuff on the floor, and it's like, slow down. It's a sign, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just, here in Pennsylvania and stuff, like, we had snow. It's just finally, like, melted and stuff. And, I mean, I'd be outside, like, you know, walking the dog, and I'd be up, and then I'd be down, and then I'd be up, and then I'd be down. I'd be like, the neighbor's probably thinking, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, Spirit, I hear you, stop. You know, oh, my gosh, rivers are what? Like, this is not funny, you know? Like, I'm walking around, my bottom is wet, like, stop. The puppy's looking at me, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
It's
a 3-year stretch between January and March, right? So takes forever, and spring's coming, though. It really is coming. So where's Lori? Are you guys ready to move on?
We're not,
to...
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Pretty much what I got out of that card. Yeah.
Excellent. And that was good for you, DC, was it?
That was, the two messages were absolutely amazing, and they both resonated so beautifully. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I love the flower reference from Lori there, because my first image for you was of a hot air balloon, and it's lifting up out of a flower garden. But you're going, like you're already in the garden, but you're lifting up further, okay?
Oh, my God.
Now, yeah, it's a real, it's a nice image, and it's roses and everything.
Oh my God.
I also asked for a little bit of information, because I mean, I've been talking to you about the Guinevere image that you had.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I've been asking to get that, and we're looking at around 500 AD, and you were, I believe, in a sense, you were a queen within your own community, because there was a lot of confusion, and people kind of enslaved one another, and you were either on the side doing it or the side getting it kind of thing. And you were blessed enough to be on the side, you know, you were looked after enough and protected, very, very well protected, I see, by a circle of men and women, but like nobody will get to you. But I see you as helping as many, you were a helper all the way. I have to just hop back a page here, and there's a staircase really badly drawn, but there's you down there. It's the same going up the staircase. Every life you've lived, you've been doing the same kind of service work for people. And where you see, I see you most closely as the character, as the why you're feeling Guinevere, is you were very much like that. You were privileged, but you shared it. You didn't have rank, and you like Jesus, you let everybody come unto you, and you helped. You were also an herbalist and a healer, like a medicine woman. You knew what flowers mm-hmm. and herbs to work with. You knew how to heal people. And so within that, you would have, well, like Guinevere's a perfect image for you, because you were like that queen. Now, whether you played around with a knight and got into trouble and sent to a nunnery, I don't know, but all the kindness and helping others, you've been doing that throughout your lives. And so the Guinevere reference would have been about 500 AD. So there you go.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
What a, just, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, guys.
Well,
that is so beautiful.
Oh, you're very welcome. Did you want to give any, I don't know, anything you want to say while you're on? We're, it feels a lot like
what
the
did you
Sunday. No, I was just saying it feels a lot like the Sunday readings. We used to have a group where we practiced.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? This has been so amazing. You guys are, like, so awesome. And the energy is, like, so beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I just love your energy. Love, love, love your energy.
Well,
you know?
We feel the same with you and Eileen when you guys do the angel antics.
Yes.
And, you know. It's wonderful. I'm binge listening to the archives of your shows, and you guys are awesome. So we just feel awesome.
It's rubbing off on STC, I think.
We're just
so.
A big family, you know?
Hopefully,
so it's
yeah.
so beautiful. And with us,
yeah.
like, Eileen is in the midst of moving. So our show, we don't know, like, what day we're going to have a show, you know? So right now, we're, like, all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's all right. Yeah, that's perfectly all right. You just move when the spirit moves you. You're on. You had a show Saturday, and
we did. We had our show Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I've always
so,
we're always sharing those around. So just have a look for Angel Antics, ANTIXX, and it'll pop up, and you might just. Find it.
Angels, the XX, yeah.
mm-hmm. And we were wondering, it's who are Trinity Heart Healing? Is that you guys too?
That's myself, and that's Eileen, and another friend that I have. Her name is Deborah Tassi, and she's actually in my area. And I met her. I met her actually like last year, and she and I we actually did healing. Together with people in my area here, and we've had amazing results. We had a gentleman who fell in our area
off of a little motorbike, and he broke like 6 ribs, and he had a hole in his liver. And we sent him energy, and he was supposed to be bedridden for 3 months, and he was back to work in a week. So God is good,
wow.
You know.
Wow. That's amazing.
That we, yeah, but we don't heal anybody. God is the, you know, God is the one that heals. We're just the tools. Like, we're his instruments, you know.
Yep.
The conduit. He works through us. And
conduit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and I just said, you know what, when you were saying a hot air balloon, Lynn, I got the Wizard of Oz, like, in Toto, you know. And that was like a reference, like with the hot air balloon, you know, the Wizard of Oz and Toto and Dorothy, you know. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's going up in a hot air balloon. It's crazy.
Oh, it's wonderful. But that's the ride that you're on. But the thing is that you are leaving this, like, you could have stayed in this beautiful garden because you've got that going on. But up you go out of into new adventures. That's just amazing. We may have to make an appointment to see you one day, so don't forget us.
And you know what? I have to say that Eileen and myself as well, we sent Reiki to another woman who had cancer, and she too was healed. But Deborah Tassi, Eileen and myself, the three of us are all Reiki masters, you know. And the thing is, during the beginning of our show, we all send that beautiful healing out, and all you have to do is believe, you know, believe, and if you're willing to accept it, you know, that healing can, you know, it can go wherever it is, you know, wherever it can go if you want to receive it. Because it's just like, it's wherever love can go is where this energy is going to be able to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
so
beautiful.
Beautiful, yes. But I'm actually one of Eileen's Reiki masters, and she's one of mine. So we share that beautiful bond.
Excellent. Oh, thank you, DC. That's wonderful. And,
thank you. You
will
wonderful show, and thank you for, you know, this beautiful gift of a reading. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Please call anytime, please. You've given me so many.
All right. Okay, I guess we're going to say bye to DC.
Bye.
Okay, I think I got you. Oh, there we go. Now, we have no callers waiting right now. So if anybody wants to call in right now, the number is 646-564-9868. And give us a call. We can probably get a couple more readings in. But I was going to talk a little bit, well, since we have a little time, I've been doing a little bit of studying up on brainwaves and a little bit of the physics or the physical reasons why we meditate and also why we pick up bad emotional habits when we're very small, ages 1 to 6. I think you guys remember we were talking about that or?
Yeah, Yeah.
So, and so we were talking about, so basically there are, depending on which research you're reading, there's either 4 or 5 brain waves that can be measured. And the first one is the one we use day to day when we're talking to people or shopping or working or engaged in activity. We produce beta waves. And that's kind of like our day to day activity waves. And then the ones that we're going for in meditation are alpha waves. And if you look at the reading, there's really a lot of spiking and a lot of activity going on in the brain during an alpha wave session. And you'll get in that place when you're in, it's a very creative place to be, apparently. And so you'll get really good ideas, like you'll get inspired during your alpha phases. And you can get into those states, like if you're an artist working on art or a musician, if you like to look after kids, when you're engaged with children, that can be an alpha state too. Meditation takes a lot of forms. And the one that gets us into trouble when we're ages 1 to 6 is the theta wave. And that's the stage that we're in when we're in hypnosis. So that everything, we're just sucking it all up, just like little sponges, and there's no filters. So if you're getting any bad messages from the, you know, the culture around you, nobody's perfect. We're picking stuff up from, you know, pop culture and the stuff we're learning from kids. It all goes in there. And after a while, we may just keep doing the same things over and over again, whether they're good for us or not, based on these messages and how we've interpreted them for ourselves. And the delta waves, there's either one state or two states, depending on who you read. But the light delta sleep, that's your sleep stage, like your pre-sleep before you actually drift off. And then the second delta stage is the deep sleep, the REM sleep, the intense dreaming and deep, deep sleep. So it's pretty interesting stuff. But why we want to achieve the alpha state in meditation is because that is your most creative place to be mentally in your brain. That is where your inspiration and ideas, it's a good place to get ideas too, just to meditate. So anyway, that's my thing I've been studying this week. Anybody else got anything to add?
Well, that was totally
there will be a test after. What?
Oh no.
Sorry guys. Yeah, I hope I felt like I was garbling a bit, but I hope I explained it okay.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And it's funny, too, when you're in beta phase, like you're working or debating or whatever you're doing, you don't really notice the time, you know, at all. It just seems to go by, but because you're not really paying attention, I think, you know, at the time. But so, Jen, you were going to say something, and I cut you off very rudely.
No, it's fine. No, it wasn't rude.
Oh, good. No, well, I'm Canadian.
It was just, I was thinking about when you said the kids who pick up on the theta waves.
Yeah.
The kids really pick up on the theta waves. So that was kind of neat because I was trying to figure out, and then you said that from there on, whatever they pick up, they will use. You know,
exactly.
It'll be used forever, kind of thing. So I can relate to that. And I've done a couple sessions with a theta healer.
Oh yes.
She called herself, and I never even heard of any of this. You know, this is a few years ago, and so this all makes sense. It sort of ties in because the kind of stuff she was doing on me was like, she would always say, well, I have to go into my theta now. Give me a few minutes. I need to meditate. And she'd have to meditate and really relax and go into a higher realm. So, and in there, she could see so many things that was around me. But now that I'm thinking about that, whenever I meditate, which I do all the time, I have to do meditation usually for my readings. That's how I do my readings. Meditation for me is my telephone. It's the way I communicate. I'm able to communicate and do the deeper psychic readings and receive messages and talk to spirits and all that stuff. It goes, and I'm thinking now that I must be going into the theta or something, because I actually do trance out.
Oh, yeah.
For part of it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it goes into like a trance.
Sure.
Yeah,
yep.
It's like self-hypnosis. Exactly. So that's kind of neat. I'm glad you talked about that, because that makes sense to me now. That's theta.
It's really interesting, to read up on it and just know why you're doing it, because the brain is basically a biochemical machine, you know, and it actually does produce an electric charge. So there you go.
They said
something like if you wired up, I forget how many people that you could like run a flashlight. I was picturing running all these wires on people. I don't know if I have that many friends who would let me do that, but anyway, you put a whole bunch of people together and run wires and you could run a flashlight with them. It's a very small wattage. It's the brain is, everything, the whole physical machine is quite a wondrous thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lori. Yeah. Poor Lori's really you're really tired tonight, so I'm wondering.
Well, you have to understand, I work 10-hour days. I'm on my feet all day, so my poor body is very tired. But I apologize.
Don't apologize. You're doing what you have to do. But, wow. You know, somebody asked me, I think it was Sylvia Brown. I was watching the very famous medium, and somebody asked her, how come you guys don't get the lottery numbers if you're so, you know, psychic and in tune and stuff? And she goes, don't you think we've tried?
Right.
Because, I'd hand you those numbers if I could, my dear. Oh, dear. But anyway, well, I guess we're not seeming to have any more callers for tonight. So if Jan's got another poem, we can wrap it up. I put us on for 90 minutes, but we can wrap up anytime. It's fine. I'll give the number out one more time. If anybody's looking for a reading, 646-564-9868. The lines are open. And we'll keep the show open. If we don't get any callers, say within the next 10 minutes, we'll wrap up early. But I know Jan had some more poetry.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Lori, I think your cards have been excellent tonight. And I love
the very first one
is very relatable. You were just spot on, I think, on that one. And all of them. So, and also, Lynn, your readings were beautiful, too. So, whether you're tired or not, it sure came off pretty well. So anyway, this one is a really short poem, and it's called If I Were I, Wind. And it goes, I would trust my instincts and move like the wind, with excitement and wonder, following my heart and knowing there is no beginning and there is no end. And that's that.
That's beautiful. You're going to write it. You're going to put all this together in a book, right, sometime?
Well, I might. I don't know. I've been talking about that for years, and I could because I do have a lot of poems. But what I really want to do, and I have a lot of publishers after me to do a book and stuff, but I just haven't done it yet. But I could. And but what I'm really wanting to do also is to write songs and have someone who has a good voice, because my voice just isn't good enough. Even though I love to sing, but it wouldn't be in a professional, you know, like, I don't know if I could be, I don't know, who knows. But I'd rather have somebody who can sing really well and maybe sing one of my poems. And so what I do is I put a lot of my poetry on Twitter and just little bits here and there. And I get a lot of singers who friend me. Just the other day, I got another person from The Voice, from Team Blake, by the way. And it's kind of neat. So I'm hoping that sometime or another, someday, and it doesn't have to be a famous singer or anything. It could be anyone, just who would want to, you know. And so anyway, I'm working on that. But I do events with my poetry. I've done it. You know, I've given them out for funerals and, you know, for other things. And so, but yeah, a poem book would be cool. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've got a perfect platform here. If anyone listening is a musician and wants to give Jan's poetry a shot as song, I guess get in touch. Jan's info's on the blurb, what do we call it, the Enter the Light information here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's www.wefindourway.com. And you can get in touch with Jan. You know, you never know. I know a guy who set William Blake's poetry to music and made an album. It was one of the most beautiful things I ever heard. Yeah. Yeah. Really beautiful. Yeah. So you never know. Keep doing it. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you never know.
I'd buy your album.
I don't know. Oh, thank you, Lynn. Yeah, you just never know. I don't know. It's just something fun I think about, you know, just a fun thing. So it may never happen, and it's okay if it never does. It's all right. I enjoy just writing anyway, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're doing what you love, so yeah.
Yeah.
No, it would be a neat book and a neat album, though, so I hope you do.
Well, Thank you.
Yeah. And Lori, have you got anything to add for the night?
I just thought maybe we could just let who's ever out there listening, let let them know where each of us are from. So you know, I'll go ahead and start. I live in Ohio, in a small suburb outside of Columbus. I've lived here most of my life. I've also lived in California. So, but for the most part, I'm just a small town girl. I live out here in the country, and I work hard, and I don't have a whole lot of time, but, you know, but I'm blessed, you know, for what I have, so.
You must be a little bit more chilly out this though, compared to California.
Oh, yeah. I just looked out the window. I mean, the rain, the wind is just whipping out there right now. So we are in the spring season. So we this month, it's like lots of rain we get. And then it starts dying off, you know, in May, and then it starts getting hot and then humid. So there is a big temperature difference from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, stay warm, though. It is coming. Nobody believes it, but it is. Jan, you're in Vegas where it's, Tell us
yes,
about
I
the
am.
Weather. How's it down there? It must be lovely.
It's warm here. It's getting warm. It's like 75 in the day. Sometimes it's 80. Sometimes it goes cooler. We're in that in-between stage. We're in spring. Well, it's springtime, April. But it's starting to get a little bit warmer, and so I'm able to go outside every day in shorts and be in the sun for a few minutes, and then then it gets cooler at night, you know, and we don't have the air, you know, the air conditioning isn't on yet at all, but, I mean, we don't have the heat on too much at all because it's just starting to warm up. So when I think of the snow and what you're going through and the wind and the whipping and, Lori, that's just, oh my gosh. But that's a different part
right.
of the country. It's
right.
More,
I mean, like I tell people, if you can live in Ohio, you can live anywhere because in Ohio we get a little bit of everything here.
Yeah.
I mean, one day to the next it changes. Like today it got up to 67, but now if you was to step outside, you'd be soaking wet and it's odd. The weather is very odd here.
Yeah. If you don't like it, wait 10 minutes, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I've just written something down, but I'll just say briefly, I'm up in the Thousand Islands, Canada, right above New York, actually. I can see New York from across the water. And it's pretty cold up here, but, you know, it's not bad. Here to some people further north, we're pretty bomb. But I think it was last week we had an energy come through named Terry. And this is someone who crossed 911 or 911 and is coming back. So if anybody listening and this name has meaning for you, this energy is back. The name is Terry and he's a male crossed. And crossed serving in 9/11. So I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. You know that I use a little flashlight, right? You guys have been on the readings we used to do all together. You remember the flashlight I would use? Well, that's flashing.
It is?
It's a hot. Yeah. I can't do it because of radio. It's, you know, no video. But there's a little flashing going on here.
Oh,
yeah,
neat.
So I don't know who this is. It's not you guys. It's not for nobody for you guys, is it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know?
I'm writing down Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah, but I think this would have been, like, crews were pulled in from everywhere. So this guy, he would have been with he would have been someone who was with a Chicago crew that was pulled in to help.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people came from all around. So this would have been like a guy who worked out of Chicago normally, but would have crossed in 9/11. So The name's Terry, and it keeps popping up. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe someone, it'll be resonating with someone, and just let us know, and I'll just keep letting Terry come through. He's not, nothing he's really, like, trying to say, just I'm here, and I'm flashing, and hello. So there you go.
Hello to Terry, and thank you for helping us, helping our country in 9/11, and giving your, serving us. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Terry.
Yeah, remember we used to get energies like that on the Sunday readings, as I recall. They just were hanging out just because they wanted to hang out with us. So maybe Terry's just, you know, just hanging out with us.
Awesome.
If he wants to give us his number, he can join us on the show. All right. Well, I just to close, unless anyone's got any last words or last thoughts, I just pulled one reading up here, and it's sort of in the, we had a lot of people that just need to breathe, including us. I mean, life just gets you, so remember to breathe. But what I pulled up goes thusly: when the mind is not altered, it is clear. When water is not disturbed, it is transparent.
Oh, beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
So stay, It's very important to stay in the moment and keep breathing. Keep breathing. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're going to call it a night. We've got no more callers, and I think we've run through all our material. So it's okay. We did an hour and 10 minutes, and that's great, guys. And then Lori can go to bed, and she can, she can put on the pajamas with the feet and go and curl up.
Right.
Okay.
Great show tonight.
Thank you to everyone who called in and sending love and light out to all. And we'll be back again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can get all our information from Blog Talk Radio, and we're in the archives as well. And don't forget Angel Antics. Jan?
And I just want to say thank you for listening, and thank you to all the callers that called in, and have a great week, and God bless you, and we wish you all well, and we love you, and this is Enter the Light.
And Lori, got anything to say as we sign off?
Yes. Yeah, so I would just like to say thanks to everyone for supporting us. Our show is still pretty new, but with everyone's help and everyone's love and support, you know, we can achieve anything that we set our minds to.
Mm-hmm.
So I send, you know, peace and love to everyone in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, you guys. And we'll all jump into that hot air balloon and fly with DC. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, this is Jan. This is Jan, Lori, and Lynn signing off, and hope that you'll join us next week. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.